Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers cut both their backup quarterbacks as they've signed or are working to sign Tennessee Titans quarterback Malik Willis in a trade that was announced the other day but now made official by the team. Also cut kicker Anders Carlson, our guy from last year, talented but unreliable. So for now, they'll go with the veteran and former Viking Greg Joseph.
Brewers fall to the Giants 5-4. There were some fireworks, though. Jackson Churio just hitting a bomb that busted the scoreboard a little bit. Other than that, same teams tonight right here on WTMJ.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. So we've got Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering on the line with us. What's up, Level?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Happy belated birthday to Eric Bilstead as well.
Thank you.
It's been a bit since I chatted with you, so happy birthday, pal.
Thanks, buddy.
Aren't you guys neighbors or near there?
Well, the village that we both live in is very big.
So. Can confirm. My kid worked at the beer garden. What is that? Menominee Park or whatever?
Yeah.
So we hadn't been out to see her, Level, do her thing. We're on the south side of Milwaukee County, right? My wife's like, she's going back to school. We should really go out there, have a beer at the beer garden, see our daughter work.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, Menominee Falls. It's like 20 minutes. Man, I'm still driving and driving and driving. I'm like, am I still in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough place to leave once you get there because it just feels like home. That's why. You just don't want to leave once you arrive. It's great, though. I love the falls.
You guys out there in the falls. Good. All right. Hey, that shot from Churio last night, did it legit damage the scoreboard?
Oh, yeah. It took a pock out of it, for sure. It hit right above the O in One Call, That's All, in the lower left.
There you go, Gruber. Well, Gruber's on the hook to fix it then.
Yeah, it almost hit the bullseye. It was amazing. 449-foot shot got William Contreras by 1 foot yesterday.
How hot was that? Was the heat causing any issues for the players or anybody yesterday?
I mean, they had to switch out the rosin bags, so that was a big deal later in the ball game. But it was smoking hot yesterday. I'm just really glad that they kept the roof open the entire time. If the roof would have closed, I think we would have been in a lot of trouble in terms of fans, and I think the players would have had a hard time. They were working up a good ladder to begin with, but it was a real thing last night.
Eric played a little of the post game with manager Pat Murphy. How did you phrase it? Eric said
he enjoyed the game.
It sounded like he really enjoyed the game.
Yeah, despite the outcome, he kind of enjoyed it. Here's what he said about the heat.
I think guys were a little warm and sweating profusely, but I think both teams did a nice job. I thought it was a fairly well-played game.
Yeah, it was a fun game to watch. It was.
Yeah, it really was. It's a shame the Brewers didn't win that ball game yesterday because they had so many great moments. The Churio homer, the go-ahead homer by Adamas, Perkins robs a homer. It just felt like everything was pointing towards the Brewers to win that ball game. It just didn't work out. I will say on the heat, it was not as hot as it was last year in July. I remember when the Twins were in town. It was as hot as it ever was in the city of Milwaukee in like 100 years. It was not as bad as last year, but it was hot.
So two more against the Giants here. This is a really short trip back home, right? Sandwiched between longer roadies.
Yes. Well, not too bad of a road trip. Just go down to Cincinnati for 4 games in 3 days, doubleheader on Friday.
Oh, that's right. We got the doubleheader Friday. Not a lot of those anymore.
And then back home. It's a makeup game from April, so you got to make that up with Cincinnati. And then back home for a week, and then the last two-city road trip of the regular season to San Francisco and Arizona. So only 13 road games left in the season, which is crazy, but it's a good thing because the Brewers are one of the best teams in Major League Baseball at home.
It's good to see Yelich back in the dugout this week. Is he going to travel with the team, do you know?
That is still to be determined on whether or not he's going to be with the team on the road. But I tell you, it was just good to see him pain-free. And I talked to him in the clubhouse afterwards, and I went, how long has it been since you haven't had a shooting pain down your leg? He goes, I don't know, 2-3 years. So wow. To have him not have that pain down his leg and everywhere else, that's a really good thing for him. And it's going to be pretty much a normal offseason for him, too.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering with us on Brewers 360 every Wednesday. All right, stay cool, Level. It's cooling off today. High of 78 degrees. You're fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine. I'm outside right now watching the dog. It's great. Have a good one, guys.
in lovely Menominee Falls. You guys really got it good out there.